sub for us when we're in Beaver on all of our utilities, and I think you worked on the sewer treatment plant as well.
Oh, we did. That was a while.
You've got a lot of studies you've done, a lot of good experience.
A lot in cash time. Yeah, that's true.
It's good to see you.
Good to see Susie. Thanks for coming up. We're just waiting on one of our trustees who should be here in a moment, then we'll get started.
I think you've talked to probably Grada.
Yes, we need to call him. It was starting to snow out there.
Oh, is it?
That's why I said it's snowing out there, and then it cleared right up, so.
Good. Maybe while we're waiting for Catherine to get here, we could just do some introductions, because we have some different people here today. My name's David Zook. I'm the chair of the fire board and county executive. And Dave, do you want to take this away?
Dave Berg, City County Councilman on the fire board.
Chris Bingham, Finance Director.
Susie Backer, House Public Finance.
Jerris Kendall, I'm Chief Civil Deputy for Cache County.
Eric Davis, County Attorney's Office.
Matt Funk, County Auditor.
Over in the corner, Brittany Kingston, Power Grid and Finance.
I'm Tara. I work with Cache County Fire District as their secretary.
I'm Jason Nguyen, the Deputy Chief for Cache County Fire.
And then we're waiting on Catherine Hughes. She's on our county council and on the fire board as well, so we just have the three of us who are on the board right now. We'll be adding some more board members soon, but for now it's the three of us, so we'll just wait another moment. She said she was on her way, so it's a little further.
So is your town sending the assets down to help LA?
Yeah, there was a bunch that went off the Wasatch Front. We've got Smithfield Sound, Orange, and there was how many on the strike team, like 15
yeah.
engines or something like that. So
just general.
Yeah. Catherine, do you know Susie? Zions?
Nice to meet you. I'm Susie Becker.
Zions Public Finance. Okay, we'll go ahead and then call this meeting of the Cache County Fire District Board of Trustees to order for January 14th, 2025 at 2 p.m. And the first item of business on our agenda is approval of the agenda for today's meeting. I'll accept a motion for approval of the agenda.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion about the agenda? Okay, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That brings us to approval of the minutes from our December 18th meeting.
Move to approve those.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for approval of the minutes. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's unanimous as well. And that brings us then to our items of discussion under number three on our agenda. And 3A is a review of the financial study proposal. And I'll turn that over to the chief.
So we sent this out to the proposal out to three different companies. Zions gave us the best presentation and proposal coming back. In part because the only one came back, but we'll keep the bar high. So we're actually happy to work with them. They were kind of our leading contender from the beginning, so we're excited that they're willing to take this on. What I thought we might be able to do today is just make sure we're all on the same page as far as what we want to have happen going forward, kind of what the goal is and what we're looking at, so that we're all playing from the same sheet. So I'll kick it off. And it's kind of a follow-up from the RFP that we sent out, but Cache County Fire District has been around since the 60s, and we've never operated as essentially a true fire district in that we haven't levied any taxes. We've contracted with 11 different cities to provide fire coverage, and we want to continue to contract for that coverage. But what we're looking for is a funding mechanism to pay for the fire service on a level basis throughout the district. And the district includes all areas of the county except Logan City. So then it gets complex from there. I've got two studies that we've done over the past 8 or 10 years that I'll give you a copy of. And there's an additional copy there as well.
Oh, thank you.
It'll give you, the 2018 study was one that I worked, that I wrote. The 2020 study was when we split the ambulance service. And we're not looking at you as far as operationally, how should we operate as fire department. What we're looking at primarily is funding. What would the cost be if we levied a district tax to offset the cost that all of these departments are spending? Does that make sense?
Yes. I looked at your budget briefly, and I maybe some of this, I love working with Wes, and I can just go ahead and get one, because I do have questions. I see fire in your general fund, I see fire in the municipal services fund, and just probably the easiest to go through Wes, and so I'm kind of, that was somewhat confusing to me.
That's what we're trying to fix.
Okay.
We established this as a fire district over 50 years ago, and it never has operated as a fire district. It's always, as far as we can tell, been funded through our general fund, and we've had parts of it in our municipal services fund as well. But even in the municipal services fund, a large proportion of the funding has come from our general levy. And no one really complained about that, because we historically always did our EMS jointly across the county, and the 2020 study that you mentioned a few years back, at that time, our EMS system was dissolved and broke up into several separate operations that are now providing that service. At that point is when people started bringing up questions about, why are we all paying into this fire district that doesn't necessarily serve all of us, especially people in Logan, because they're in a separate fire district altogether, but we're collecting a general levy from them and then using that to fund this countywide district that's not providing them direct services, maybe some mutual aid every now and then, maybe some training, help, things like that, but not providing direct services. So those discussions started a few years ago with people saying, hey, you're collecting taxes from us, but I'm not getting service in return. And that's when we started looking into it and saying, well, how actually is it structured? Why is it structured this way? And we even had the discussion about whether or not we would disband the district. And we've had that discussion even as recently as our last meeting. We talked about it again, but we feel like the best thing to do is to keep the district intact, to be able to fund it, because if it dissolved and we just were a county fire department only serving the unincorporated areas, it's we don't think as efficient or would have sufficient funding to be able to provide adequate services. And what we have discussed is that having a district where we can band together with everybody from throughout the county except Logan should give us enough resources to do things well. And so as we've been doing this, we've been changing our governance structure, because our governance structure has really been led by the county. And even though the three of us are county elected officials, we have been working with our attorney's guidance to separate the fire district and make it really its own standalone agency. And as part of that, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to bring some other board members on. We're going to bring mayors on so that it is truly more represented with the whole county. But part of what we need to do is we need to wean this district off of the revenue that it's getting from the county. Because it's just not—it's not legal for us to do that, and we want to make sure that it has its own revenue. And that's what we need your help with, to help us figure out what kind of a levy we should impose, how much money that would generate, how much money we need to generate. And our hope is to impose that levy by the end of the year, so that starting next year, this district is funded by its own levy.
Mm-hmm.
When do you have to have that levy number in order to do that? You want to collect it, so you think you want it on what people pay in this November, this coming November, or the year after? Can you?
It would be the year after.
It'd have to be. Okay, that's
yeah. So starting next January,
it would go
is when it would be.
Okay.
It would be levied against properties in the county.
The truth of taxation would occur this fall.
Yeah.
Right, you do have that before then to put that in place. And I know, does that have to be noticed by June?
By September.
We start
no.
September.
Yeah, September.
Okay,
we're on a calendar year.
Preliminary notices.
They do send some preliminary notices.
Okay.
In August, you're right.
Okay, so.
But we operate on a calendar year, unlike most of the other agencies in the state that are on the fiscal year.
Right. The county and the district.
So that changes our truth in taxation notice dates.
Okay.
It would be good to, I think, get it complete before August, though, so that they can see that fire district line potentially and the impact based on their assessed
right.
value. Because they generally send out, I think, in August,
okay.
assessed value, right?
Yeah, that's nice. Okay. We did one a few years ago and we had a June deadline, so that's why I was just coming to mind of June, so.
Yeah, and I don't know if I want to even say this, but we've been operating based on the county's fiscal year, but
yeah.
I'm assuming that this fire district could continue to be on that annual calendar versus the July 1st calendar.
Yeah, districts
are all districts that way. Okay, good. All right. I was a little afraid that was going to throw another complication in, but that's good.
And you don't have any municipal services tax rate right now, though, do you? You
no.
have fund, but no tax rate.
No, we do not have municipal services tax.
I don't find it. Good. Okay.
Yeah. And that's part of the problem, too, is that we don't even have that to support this. That would be a little bit cleaner, still not what the way it should be, but.
We do have contracts, like for public safety and fire, to different communities.
Yeah.
Hire them or throughout the county.
And
so we're providing those services.
I can't remember if we put that in the scope, but that maybe that is something that we should look at as well. Is
the contracts,
whether or not the contracts are of a sufficient value, because that is in addition to the levy, we do have that contract revenue and we have ambulance revenue that we bill.
Right, and yes, we'll get to the ambulance list. Always will. Tricky, but
right now the general fund's putting about 2.5 to 3 million roughly
that.
Something like that
yeah.
into both the fire and EMS mm-hmm. combined.
So I did see that. So I don't understand quite the contract. So if you did a levy countywide, other than Logan, you know, the district wide I should say.
Yes.
Then would the contracts be for additional services to those communities? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a really good question. and that's astute of you to ask that because we have contracts right now because we're not collecting from the citizens in those areas. And it's a little out of the ordinary how it occurs in most of the cities because they have their own fire departments. Even though we are the fire district, there are how many?
Ten
departments in our district that are operated by cities. And they have been funding those out of their general levy. And our thought is that once we impose a countywide fire levy, we would then anticipate that they might lower their general levy by a commensurate amount, which they may or may not. But our thought also is that we could provide to them the revenue that we've collected from within their city to them to be able to continue operating their fire department. But that fire department would operate under contract with us, where we would contract with them to provide that service because we have the legal authority to provide fire protection in those cities.
Okay.
They've been doing it. We may or may not have ever had contracts in place to have them do that. But that's one of the steps we'll need to go through is to make sure that we are contracting with. So, for example, North Logan, Smithfield, they have fire departments. We would contract with them. We would likely say, here's how much revenue we collected from within your boundaries, and we'll give that back to you so you can continue operating under contract with us.
How, generally speaking, how do they feel about this? I know when we were doing Washington County Emergency Services, they were looking to combine the county was perhaps, and there was great distrust of the county there. And there were different service levels, different response times, you know, a lot of different, service levels, part-time, full-time staff volunteers. Are we going to run into a lot of that?
This is part of the reason we're putting four mayors on this board. The discussions that we've had with the mayors up to this point, there's questions as far as how it's going to work, but there's nobody that said, we don't want to be a part of this, we're going to go on our own. And for them to get out of the fire district, they have to have an election, and they have to vote to remove themselves from the district. They're willing to look at it. I think the real questions are going to come up when we see amounts. Once this study's done, it's going to be kind of a nexus point where we decide, is it going to go, is it not going to go? So it's not, there's not animosity. We've been working together for years and years, and we work together really well. The contracts that executive was talking about are in place with each of these departments. Between the county, we pay them to cover under the guise of the unincorporated county, we pay them. There's a little bit of complexity in that. On the south end of the valley, we have a contract with the cities and they pay us for EMS service. So we have a contract to pay them and they have a contract to pay us.
Okay.
The north end is different because Smithfield runs EMS on the north end. So if there was a contract with Smithfield, we would probably reduce it by the amount of revenue they generate through EMS and offset that with the fire funding from the district.
But it will probably be a question at some point about level of service, because there are a variety of levels of service in the different communities. Some of the smaller ones have volunteer departments. Some of the larger cities have full-time fire service. But even then, they have different levels of service, and they pay different amounts. North Logan, if you look at their budget and their population, they pay more per capita for their fire services than any other city in the state. They contract with Logan City right now, actually, for that. The amount they pay is pretty high. That's something maybe they're going to want to revisit. But then there are other ones who are going to look at how much they're contributing in their levy from their community and say, how come we're not getting the same level of service that North Logan or Smithfield are getting? Mm-hmm. So that is likely to be a question at some point. But we're not necessarily asking them to solve that at this point. That's maybe a subsequent study.
Might be a good time. No one's probably objecting to more fire prevention costs right now. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a good time.
Can't think it that way. Project. So what I first, I kind of see this progressing and getting your feedback some as we go through this and blah, 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 to try to get our arms around all of the operating costs somehow. And I gather it's not covered through your budget alone and through, it would cover the contract you're paying them, but the cities are shipping in additional amounts to what you're contracting for them for fire, or
yes.
Is that?
Yeah, each city has its own budget, and then we pay
you offset part.
Well, they have the amount that they pay, and we look at their per capita rate, and we match that for the unincorporated county that surrounds that area. So if Wellsville's budget is $45 per capita, then for 7,000 people, and we have 2,000 people outside of their city that they cover, then we'll match $45 per capita for that many people outside. Now, if you go to Newton and it's $12 per capita, we pay $12 per capita for the area protected around Newton. We just match whatever they pay. And part of that was to incentivize them to increase their budgets, and we would correspondingly increase what we pay them. Hasn't really happened. But each of them has their own tax base based on their city taxes that they put into their fire department, the fire department budget. What we're looking at right now is just what is the flat cost of all the operational and capital expenses that go on in all these departments in the city, in the district, as well as what the county puts into it.
Yeah.
And if we say, all right, that's our baseline, we're operating at that cost, this is the property tax levy that would equal that cost, and then we figure out how to distribute that so that we continue the service. And then we have the step where we look into growth and capital expenditures that need to be done.
In addition, part of that is also providing them with a lot of equipment.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How many pieces of equipment do we have out there in those 10 departments?
Well, we buy all their frontline engines. So on a 20-year rotation base, we've bought some brush trucks for them.
You say maybe 20 pieces of equipment?
Easy. We've got all the tenders. So 25 to 30 pieces that we own. And then there's some capital equipment needs as far as additional repairs or new fire stations that are way behind when they need to be rebuilt. 100-year-old buildings, school buildings that have been converted into a fire station.
Yeah, you kind of get into this equity issue a little of where we're
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's going to come up. There's no question.
Yeah, I suspect that what we'll find is the larger cities are subsidizing the smaller ones. For communities like Paradise, for example, are maybe getting way more per capita and support versus places like Smithfield or Logan. Maybe there's going to be a range if we really look at it closely.
So if we have those service areas, which is Willsville plus what they service, we can pull the taxable values. We can, pending just a spreadsheet with the flexible tax rate, we play with it. It's kind of a revenue sufficiency model, similar to utility rates or a sustainability model.
Mm-hmm.
We can then see how it compares in each area to these revenues and expenses. Well, I mean, that the revenue side is always the easiest when you do these studies because it's pretty formula-driven. I mean, the tax value is what you've got on the books, and so. But the expenses can be a little harder to identify, you know, depending how good their records are. And I assume that you're doing this just to see in general if the district charged it. I mean, usually when you do a district or something like this, you start finding economies of scale. That it sounds like everyone's going to just keep operating their own at this point, that we're not looking for that so much. And then we need to make sure, it would seem, for this district, you tell us how sustainable we have in any indirect type of costs, like of your time and,
overhead
time
cost.
Payroll, HR, yeah.
Yeah, that is a piece that we need to implement is a contract between the district and the county, because the county is providing HR, IT, finance, administrative services. And you're right, also initially we don't want to rock the boat with the fire departments that are out there already. So we want to establish a revenue stream so that we can support all of this without using general levy dollars.
Okay.
But we're not looking to rock the boat and go in and tell people, hey, we're taking over your fire department, or we're changing your level of service, or your people now work for us. So maybe those things will come out later as there are discussions about levels of service and contracts and costs per capita in different cities. But we don't really want to make those changes at this moment.
Yeah, I get that. It makes it easier.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I can certainly get from the state auditor's office all the past budgets. I can track all of that pretty easily. Capital is going to be an interesting one, and replacement, you know, schedule, that type of thing. I don't know if you want clients to be reaching out to, we have a list of which cities.
So I think, doesn't Smithfield kind of contract with some of the communities on the north end?
Yeah, so Richmond contracts with Smithfield, Benson, and Malaga both contract. Well, Benson's an area, it's a county. Hyde Park contracts with Smithfield. I think that's in some of those reports that I gave you.
We're not doing EMS per se. We're not looking at anything EMS fire only, correct?
Right, but the EMS revenue will come into play when we start looking at taxation, because that revenue's between us and Smithfield's probably in the $1.8 million range.
Combined.
Combined. So that would decrease the amount we would have to levy.
Just because those funds are coming in to support the department and there's crossover between EMS and fire staff. So the money that we generate from EMS operations subsidizes essentially the fire operation.
Right, okay. So if Smithfield is operating EMS, are they going to feel like that's their bonus to keep, that you're taking that to spread that, or?
We're not taking it, but that's a question. You know, how much does the district need to give Smithfield to provide for the service, the fire service? And it seems logical that, just like the county, how much does the district need to pay the county when the county raises, you know, $600,000 through their EMS operation? Certainly they wouldn't have to pay for all of that, and it's just a bonus, but those are discussions that will have to happen. Now, with regards to capital, I think the best way to approach it, rather than look at replacements and all that, and I'll start working on dollar values for cycling things and how much we're spending on equipment so that I can come up with a rough annual number for capital expense. But I don't think it's something we need to, because you'll easily be able to say, well, if you increase the levy by 0.010 or something, we'll give you, it'll give you an additional $2 million. I'm just grabbing numbers. So it would be easy to say how much you would have to increase to get a set amount of money that we could apply towards capital. And I'll get a rough number of where that is before you're done so that we can factor that in.
Well, I mean, just the back of the envelope, what you're doing is to take the taxable value of Cache County and subtract out Logan. And then just say, how much would we get from this much increase, this much?
Mm-hmm.
And then just take a typical home, you know, primary home, $500,000 at 55% of its value, and say, this would be the impact. And then as we start getting more around the expenses, start getting a ballpark idea, and then see where issues, start cleaning it up, you know, adding into capital. If you want to just give us capital costs, that's easy for the whole district. That's great. I mean, I'm getting the phone not to reach out to the cities to find out what I can. I mean, generally, I should get pretty good budgets online. If I can't sort some of them out, I'll check with you. Because sometimes they don't put in, like, you get a little one that maybe that's since great. I'm just thinking out a little city. The other times, you don't have a lot of detail in your budget, as much as you could hope.
I've looked at all of them over the years. Probably every year, I've looked at every one of them.
They're
pretty good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they're
so, speaking of capital, how deep are we going to go with the capital? Are we only going to look at the equipment that we provided? Or are we going to look at the stuff they provided? And
I think long term we need to look at all of it, whether they provided or what we do. But moving forward, it should transition into the district purchase instead of the individual city. Now, that's not to say that a city can't say, well, we want to provide better service than the district is funding, so we're going to put a little bit more into it. But at the same time, if the district is obligated to provide the service, then they're obligated to provide the equipment for the service.
Yeah, I almost feel like we should have a baseline level of service that we say, maybe per capita or something, you get this many pieces of equipment or something, and then, because at what point do we say they're supplementing it?
Yeah.
Versus, I don't know, other communities saying, hey, we're being shorted, we don't have as many pieces of equipment. Because if if we set a lower threshold and we make more of that supplemental that's provided by the city versus having a higher threshold, which is gonna lead to some of the cities that don't have that telling us we need to provide it for them.
Right. I think if we don't provide it, then we back ourselves into the same position we're in right now, where we didn't fund it initially. We need to start funding it. Now, if we don't fund it at a level that covers the service and it starts to fragment again, then we're leaving it to the future and have more problems.
So, simple project.
I think step one is that I think it's gonna go like this, a bunch of different haul roads.
Yeah.
We're excited though to work with you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to working with you too.
That's great. I've only heard that people have worked with before. It's a great community. Yeah.
If you have questions, if you glance through that, the 2018 study has more detail about interoperations with city to city. One thing you need to make a note of is that North Logan is no longer a department and Richmond is no longer a department. North Logan contracts with Logan and Richmond contracts with Smithfield.
So if North Logan would not be included, they'd be part of it?
They would be included, and the district would be responsible to pay the contract for coverage in North Logan.
Okay, got it.
As it
okay.
would be to cover the contract with Providence
okay.
and with Richmond
Everything
and Hyde Park.
That's what I thought. Again, that confused me. I got it though.
Yeah, Providence also contracts with Logan and the rest. In River Heights and Providence
okay.
and North Logan.
This would still be to pay the debt. Okay.
Yeah. And that's.
Yeah, and then Nibley contracts with Hiram. Well, Nibley and.
The blame mill will come right off higher. That's all I have.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, cool.
So I would say probably a key point of contact, especially when it comes to contracts and
yes.
the equipment. He understands that. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to more operating, I think we can help you out.
Okay.
Yeah, from the financials.
Right. Is there any outstanding debt?
Not, let's see, we've got a couple small leases with some pickups. We have a contract for a engine purchase that'll fit here next year, 2026.
What about the debt on the Hiram building?
That's all
public works facility.
That's all paid. Oh, the public works.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
a portion of that paid? On
yeah,
fire.
20% of that's fire.
So that should be debt that is, it's essentially being paid by the general fund because the general fund is paying for that for fire, but it should be the fire district paying that portion of that.
Okay,
debt.
I'll find that because that's important and that's what's going to show up on
the usual. I can get you that debt.
Yeah.
If you think of anything else like that, but remember 20% is fire. And then, yeah, the amortization schedule would be perfect on that. Okay.
Any other questions?
Oh, I'll have
starting.
I'm sure, but I can get going and I'll start setting up a model where we can drop some numbers in.
Okay.
And then I'll just run it sort of past Jamie Bridge.
I think we maybe ought to just schedule
some team meetings or something.
Yeah, just to kind of make sure you've got a good
foothold
on the study and you understand
yeah.
what is included there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you want to coordinate that,
sure, I'll set that up.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Susie. We appreciate you coming up here.
Good to see you. And no problem. I just got in and I called this afternoon, but I didn't. It wasn't. We talked about it, but it went on my calendar. So in the invite, I thought, what is it? We showing up at your higher end, and I thought, it all works. So
it worked.
I'll have a little close on time now.
That was perfect. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Right, take
thank
care.
You.
All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You. See you, Susie.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions or comments on the study?
How close are you going to marry EMS and fire with that study?
Well, I don't, what I think is if we look at expenditures and we subtract off the EMS revenue, So if we have a contract with Smithfield, we wouldn't want to pay them the full $2 million of their budget when they're getting $1 million back in EMS revenue.
But the current EMS is not in any way part of the fire district.
Correct.
Okay,
other than the county side of it on the south end.
Right, but that's what we still go.
Yeah, we have nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
license.
Okay.
I don't.
But if we got just things like that, I think they got some trouble in the early 70s. You know, all the crossovers that they quit even having, you know, even want to think about pursuing the details of the district.
Yeah.
So, Chief, their proposal was 22,000. Remind us how much we budgeted for this?
30.
Right.
So we wrote a PO last year's budget to cover the 22,000. So it should be not requiring any more of this year's budget.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's a not to exceed $22,000.
Correct.
Do we need to vote to approve this?
I was going to say, I think you may want to anticipate too, as we present the study to like Smithfield and other groups, they may say, hey, we want to see a little more information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if we include our capital or our cost? So.
And then pay to expand the scope?
Maybe. I could see that occurring, potentially.
So should we vote to approve this contract or approve this?
I think so.
Agreement?
This all comes together, and that's probably looking maybe further too far down the road, like North Logan and River Heights Province, where they're with Logan, and they're, I know North Logan's paying an enormous amount of money. And are they getting like this? Are they getting that kind of service?
Well,
and I guess what I'm saying, and then if we come in at a kind of a rate that affects everybody, and the other thing, it's hard for me to understand it. If you have a base rate for everybody, there's a lot of places that they don't need. You know, there's not as many calls in a lot of areas as there are other areas.
Well, that's true, but when there is a call, who goes to that fire?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why, you know, when you're putting the money, you maybe more resources need to be in different areas. And but anyway, that's looking down the road. But how about North Logan? What if they say, hey, okay, this is what we're paying, so this is what we want to continue to pay, and you're saying, hey, well, the fire district won't pay that?
Well, there's two options. There's either we pay the contract that Logan says, if you want us to cover this city, it's going to cost this much, and the district would have to pay that. Or we say, we don't think it costs that much, we're going to provide the service in North Logan, and then we have to hire and the staff and all that kind of stuff. It's really your two options. They're part of the district, we're taxing them. We have to provide the service either through providing service or contracting service.
If they say no, we're just going to go with Logan, then
North Logan loses that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Then they could either vote themselves out.
Yeah, that's their option.
Same with River Heights. They don't want to pay.
Yeah, but it's like Province. I have no
number,
but Province is almost like
$350,000.
Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy.
And to me, if you look at Province, Milton, and Midland, you build a station in the middle of that area that operates those three cities, and then you don't pay Logan for Province and River Heights. You just provide a service.
Could we, if we want
to? Be the decision, but in Province, whose decision would that be?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Because like, is Province able to make that decision, or is it
it's
fire
the district? District's decision, unless Province withdraws from the district.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You get
to, yeah, that's what I was going to say. At some
point,
you can say,
no, pay our rate and we're going to get response time from Logan.
Right.
Pay that $1 million rate, but we're going to get response time from Logan.
And that's not their decision.
Unless they are citizens vote to leave.
They won't do it.
Yeah, and pay the rate. And that's the kind of thing that could push them to do that. They might say, we want to control our own destiny and pay our own bills. And,
but
they could do that.
I think that area will supplement the less populous area.
I'll entertain a motion to accept this proposal from Zions Bank.
I'll move to accept.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to accept this proposal for $22,000. And any more discussion about it or questions from anyone?
Does it mean it kind of feels like it's cheap?
Yeah.
Feel like it's cheap?
I had a good deal that it was kind of cheap.
Yeah.
I think it's
well, but that's, I think, looking at,
I cannot,
I was looking through a lot of these things, you go, foundationally, they got a lot of things.
So many moving
parts. They have a system already put together to do it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So they're not starting from scratch on everything.
But they have to identify so many moving parts across the county.
Yeah.
So they thought, because.
I don't know if she realized she needed to look at 20 budgets.
Keep in mind, though, too, she's going to expect us to kind of provide a lot of that information.
And she'll plug into her model shared.
And all those budgets are on the state out of the website.
Yeah.
She can look at them really easy.
Anyway.
Okay, all in favor of the motion to approve the proposal, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that's unanimous. Thank you. Anything else on that before we move on to item 3B? Okay, and let's move on then to item 3B, discussion of our board trustees members.
So we posted the opening on our website, and it's on the front page for the trustee members. I was going for the four, two north, two south. I was going to ask if one of you wanted to email that to all the mayors.
I already asked you to do that.
Okay, just so that they're all aware.
Yeah,
that's,
to make sure they all got it.
Concern. So that'll be, according to state law, will match. I think it was January 8th. So February 8th, it will close, and then we'll have those applications bring to the next meeting.
You hope.
We already got one application that I know of.
Yeah, that's good.
So, Mayor Smithfield.
That's
very good. I'm pretty sure a couple others are interested. So.
How much longer do you say? Sorry, what happened?
Till February 8th, I think, is the date.
Okay, thank you very much. Anything else to report on that? Or any other questions from anyone on that item? Okay, thank you very much. Anything else that needs to come before the body before we adjourn?
Frequency of meeting, are we going to be ramping this up during this process, or are we still capable of that?
I think, I think we're okay once a month, as I work with, lost her name,
Susie.
If I have anything that comes up, I'll text you and see if we need to meet prior to that, but let's just plan on the once a month, at least until she gets the study done.
So the
11th? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. That's the next council, the first council meeting you have there.
That sounds like a great day.
Yeah.
And then
2 o'clock?
2:30.
2:30.
I'll get you a little closer to your other. I actually thought this one would go a little longer, too.
Okay. Chief, just for a future agenda, maybe next time, the time after, I think, and it was referenced a little bit in today's meeting, the wildfires that we've seen happening in California. A lot of people in our community have thought about, well, what if something like that happened here? What's our plan? People are seeing maybe some failings of fire agencies or governments in those areas, and maybe they're wondering if we're prepared for something like that. Could we put something on a future agenda, maybe a report from you, just to explain some of the things that we have done, and maybe if there are some things that you recommend that we pursue in the future. I know we're still in our organizational stage, but it's a good reminder when we see stuff like that to make sure our own house is in order and we're prepared if something like that should ever happen to us. So either next time or the time after, if you could come back and give us some kind of report on what our readiness is.
Okay.
Thank you. Anything else from anyone? Okay, seeing none, we'll be adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks. Sheriff's was getting deductions.
So there's signatures
on there.
Like signature spots for the bylaws.
Or service
questions. Yeah, I wanted the signature spots and the date that it's sign.
So we need to the clerk.
That's one of the
financial.
So as that's one of the issues that told me she said, hey, has the district clerk looking for you all haven't appointed a district clerk. My idea is my thought is just because I have a real board, I'm going to just speak.
Yep.
And then what was the actual date?
Well, December 18th.
We asked, I'll throw the date